We're still getting feedback from different stakeholders in the economy on President Cyril Ramaphosa's State of the Nation address. The South African Institute of Black Property Practitioners was keeping a close eye on the president's utterances around land and its development. Of course, the president announced the dispersal of some 700,000 hectares of government land and made commitments to invest in issues like student accommodation. But to get a sense of what caught their eye and where they were hopeful for more detail, I'm joined on the line by Tolo Makgaola. He's the president of the South African Institute of Black Property Practitioners. Thanks very much, Tolo, for joining us. So in terms of giving us some context, since democratic dispensation in 1994, what have your general observations been around transformation in the property landscape?
So thank you very much for the opportunity. I think just by way of context, and just to give an idea of kind of how SADC views property itself. So, I mean, SADC is essentially an advocacy group which is responsible for advocacy of and facilitation of increased and what we like to call meaningful involvement of Black people in commercial residential property sector, as well as the built environment and built environment practitioners. So essentially, we look at transformation sort of through our three pillars. That of transformation, advocacy, skills development, and enterprise development. And in terms of transformation, as far as the property sector is concerned, our view is that transformation has been extremely slow.
Hmm.
And we just don't feel that we've kind of made the inroads that we would have liked to have made after, call it, 26 years of democracy.
Yeah. So in his SONA address, President Ramaphosa referred to funding being made available for the likes of student accommodation. What are your sentiments in this regard, and to what extent would your members be able to meaningfully participate in this space?
Look, our feeling is that our members are perfectly positioned to meaningfully participate. I think what did encourage us is that a lot of the student accommodation spend that would be being made would be in support of President Ramaphosa's idea of the development of the TVET colleges, which essentially would be to the benefit of what, for lack of a better word, maybe kind of previously disadvantaged areas. And I think
yes.
He did mention some kind of one might consider far-flung areas, which are now going to get those TVET colleges. And I think this presents the perfect opportunity for our membership to meaningfully participate. I think what we typically have always battled with, and I think we just like to emphasize this point, is that access to funding has always been a big stumbling block in terms of our meaningful involvement.
Yes.
And obviously with his announcement of the state-owned bank, we're kind of hopeful that that might also assist us in being able to meaningfully participate.
Just to give us a sense of your composition, I mean, what type of organizations or people are in the Institute of Black Property Practitioners?
So essentially, I think, like I said, we have essentially property, so you get property practitioners in the residential and commercial and commercial property. So you get everyone from kind of property developers to asset managers and then to built environment professionals, and essentially that's kind of your architects, your engineers, quantity surveyors. Essentially, we represent what we like to call the entire property development value chain. So within our membership, we feel that you're kind of able to take an idea to, you know, from gestation all the way to a complete property development and be able to also manage those facilities as well.
Yeah. Social housing is another area that the president highlighted where there's a serious need, of course. But what do you think would be a win-win scenario in terms of the contractors that came on board and money issues, and presumably commercial banks aren't likely to come on board unless they're available to see themselves, unless they're able to see themselves making some money out of these kind of investments?
Absolutely. So I think one of the things in the statement that we made is that we do really welcome this emphasis that the president has put on the provision of social housing. What we did note is that in the previous SONA, the president mentioned the formation of the Human Settlement Development Bank. And we realized that in this SONA there was a large silence on it. And I'm not sure if if it's because we're talking semantics here. I think when he spoke about the delivery of social housing now, he merely called it the social housing program.
Yes.
So one would like to believe that this is kind of still within the ambit of that Human Settlements Development Bank, the details of which we still aren't clear about how the mechanics of that will work.
Hmm.
So, and I think you are aware that kind of in the social housing space, we do have the Social Housing Resource Authority, the regulatory authority, which is SRA, and we're kind of, and currently, as it stands, black property developers are participating in that space through the likes of TUF and the GPF. So one is kind of hoping that you kind of get more synergy and more clarity in terms of how these funding instruments are kind of working cohesively together to assist us to achieve what it is that we're trying to achieve.
You've welcomed Lanseria being identified as an emerging smart city. What sort of potential do you see in that area from a growth and development perspective? I mean, just earlier I was listening to the parliamentary debate and John Steinhuisen criticised the president, saying, you know, you talk about Lanseria being an emerging smart city, but, you know, we can't even keep the lights on. But, you know, so there's a point there. But, you know, assuming that resources can be invested in that sort of thing,
absolutely.
You know, where would you get involved and what would you like to be doing in that area?
So I think, and I'm not sure that there are a lot of people who are aware that, I mean, the Lanseria development has been mooted for the past 10 years, if I'm not mistaken. And I think over the past 5 years, there was actually speak of kind of infrastructure that has kind of gone into that area as well. And I think this is kind of all in anticipation of this announcement that the president has now made. So we see ourselves as being able to play a meaningful role in the sense that I think that smart city development is also one of the first, obviously, smart city developments, but which is also led by black developers. So I think we're very encouraged by that. And I think just to maybe emphasize the point, I think the concern that we might have raised in terms of Lanseria is we do need to accept that we do have an issue of our inner cities currently,
yes,
which are not in good shape. So while we do welcome the idea of the Lanseria smart city development, we did also note the president's silence and with concern, that is the fact that, you know, there are no serious plans around how we're going to deal with our current inner city developments.
Mm. So what do you think the way forward is in this regard? Because obviously, like you say, you need a city-wide or a country-wide strategy without necessarily preferring one area over the other. But then also there's the issue of resources, you know, one step at a time.
Yes. I think, so one of the other issues really that we've kind of looked at is the idea that the land question,
yes,
has, you know, there seems to have been a silence kind of around that, and obviously we've always viewed this kind of land question as kind of unfairly leaning more towards food security and not the idea of actually being able to extract full value from a real estate perspective out of land itself. So I think there are a lot of opportunities that kind of do exist in greenfield in greenfield developments also that we do see.
So just at a broader level, with the economy still being in low growth territory, especially on the back of constrained power supply in the short to medium term, what's your outlook for the property sector in 2020?
Look, I think realistically, our feeling still is that there are still tough times ahead, but we are very optimistic. And I think one of the things that ourselves as Cybid, as an advocacy group, have tried to kind of emphasize is that we feel that the role of real estate and the role of property in terms of the development of the economy has really kind of been underestimated.
Yes.
And I think that if we could place a lot more emphasis on the potential, then we're talking in terms of jobs and opportunities that that property development itself could unleash, if that were kind of more focused on, then we definitely could be seeing better growth than you are seeing currently in the economy.
Yes, yes. From a budget perspective, you know, some of the statements that are made in the SONA are then translated in the budget. From a budget perspective, would you be quite excited if there was some sort of money put aside in the infrastructure umbrella towards, you know, developing land and things like that?
Absolutely, absolutely. And like I say, I think we're waiting kind of with bated breath to hear exactly what it is. I think the president just mentioned that the Minister of Finance will then elaborate on the state-owned bank and exactly how the mechanics around that, because we still feel that commercial banks, as they currently are, have kind of been a bit unfair, specifically to kind of new entrants in property development as well. With their credit measures and the way that they currently are rating people. But we'd definitely be excited to have a good chunk set aside under infrastructure.
Let's see if that chunk is set aside. Thanks very much, Tolo, for your time. That was Tolo Makgaola. He's the president of the South African Institute of Black Property Practitioners.